what are we gonna do now that he's back?
Yeah, yeah, what's going on, everybody? What's going on, everybody? It's your boy DJ Locura back again for another episode of Spark Up PVD alongside El Presidente Cristina,
yeah.
The mans with the bands, Rue Bands.
You already know what it is.
And ladies and gentlemen, we got a special guest in the building today, subbing in for the queen of the dancehall, Regina, who's not with us today. She playing us. I want everybody to give a round of applause for Shanice.
Hey. Shop Boogie with the hoodie.
Shop Boogie with the hoodie. That's it. That's official.
But she ain't got no hoodie on.
Hey.
What's up, everybody?
Hey, you don't always got a hoodie on, though.
How's everybody doing today?
Hey, good. It's Friday. Weekend off.
Friday.
Weekend full of festivities.
Oh, yeah. What we got planned?
I ain't doing jack.
We're partying tomorrow night. We got that dinner going.
Yep, that's right.
Just got paid.
Yeah.
I ain't
Friday
doing nothing.
Night.
I'm looking rough out here. No Shave November, man.
I know. What's wrong with you?
I got to stay in the covers, man.
Tell us what No Shave November's about, Ruben.
I mean, it started. All right. So No Shave November, it started with a group of friends in Australia. In 2004. And then over time, like, people caught on with it through, like, social media and stuff like that. And it's to promote men's health. And it's also, well, now it's a big icon from prostate cancer.
Yeah.
So if you see the purple ribbons around, that's what it stands for, if y'all didn't know.
Word. So it's for a good cause.
And, you know.
And it looks really good.
You know, beards. Beards, you know. Although mine isn't lined up, but, you know, it is what it is. No Shave November.
Hey, let's go. Let's get it.
It's no shave, but you still got to keep it, you know, lined up, man, you know.
Nah, not yet. You got to let it grow out.
You got to be wild.
Yeah, you got to be wild. If you're not joining in the fun, if you're not doing it right.
I tried that.
There's so many reasons I can tell you why this is fun. One, you save money.
Yeah, I bet you save my money, but not as much as
money. You save my money. I mean, women love beards. It makes you look super manly.
Wow. No.
And confident.
Can I do No Shave November on my eyebrows? I'll save that money.
I mean, listen.
You really will.
You could do that,
like,
but
20 bucks,
you know what
month.
I mean? You know, pits, arms, legs. Try to keep them,
pits,
you know.
Arms, legs, potatoes.
Actually, not shaving your pits is a feminist statement.
I'm just saying.
That's nasty.
I don't mean it in a wrong way neither. You know what I mean? I just think, you know, you should landscape, you know.
Word.
Just saying, I don't find
to
it
each
attractive.
His own.
You know?
To each his own, though.
But, you know, if you want to grow your pits in your leg and your
legs.
Coochie hair out, go ahead.
Go ahead. We went there.
Go ahead. You know, I believe in landscaping, but, you know, it is what it is.
Landscape.
Landscaping. You know, this guy's an architect.
You know, at least trim it down. You know what I mean? Make it look pretty.
Listen. It's not all about the beard sometimes. You could be a baby face assassin like
exactly.
myself over here.
Hey.
Let him know, Daddy.
Go.
My boyfriend can't grow a beard. Shout out Bay and Sawi.
Yes,
maybe
that's the excuse a lot of men use when they can't grow a beard.
Listen, baby face assassins.
Let's go.
And sometimes it doesn't work for people. I tried that. I grew the Paul Pierce patches, man. Wasn't looking good.
You know what the trick is? You got to shave it all off, and then it's supposed to come back full force.
You know,
force.
Maybe he needs some juices on his face. You
whoa,
know what I mean?
Whoa. Slow down.
Those that want to interpret
down.
It
like growth,
a different
like
way,
growth,
I mean,
like,
yes.
Like growth.
You got to get the juices.
He's not talking about that kind of juice.
You got to get the juices.
He's talking about
shout
the vaginal
out to my
juice.
Guys getting the juices on their faces.
Here we go. This guy.
He's talking about eating pie right now.
Where did that come
Poo-tang
from?
Pie.
Oh, my gosh.
Ain't no shame in that. I got no shame in my game.
Oh, God. Please.
Oh.
Shout outs to the thotties.
It's from 93.
From 93. Shout outs. Nah. All jokes aside, y'all.
That would make them 20.
You know, there's a lot of websites out there that, you know, dedicate to men's health. Check them out.
That was mad random.
A lot of
what kind of transition was
no, it's,
that?
It's no, just because, you know what I mean? It's very important. A lot of guys
I
out
think
there,
what he was trying to say
they're not
very
aware of their health. So, you know what I mean? I'm just trying to tie it into what I started talking about.
Thank you.
Well, he's trying to say there's informative websites on men who are trying to grow beards. That's exactly what he's trying to say.
No,
he's talking about like the
prostate cancer, which is very, very, it's very prominent in the Latino and Black community.
Well,
you know what I mean? And a lot of people don't know they have it.
Well,
they don't get go get checked.
That's something we can discuss later on.
Be healthy. Ruben wants everyone to be healthy.
Yeah, be healthy.
So, yeah. So, Ja Rule announced his album being the last one of his career.
Thank God.
Wow. That's messed up. Don't try to play him. Ja Rule had a good run.
He did.
He had a good run. You can't even, you can't sleep on my boy. I mean, 50
destroyed him pretty yeah, bad. 50 is
a hater. 50 hates on anybody coming up.
Nah, but that was personal he was, beef right there.
Yeah, it was literally beef.
He handled business how business should be taken care of.
He was hating on him for singing on tracks because, you know, Ja Rule's infamous for singing on his own hooks. But 50 Cent came and did it with Candy Shop anyway.
No, but he was doing it before that, too.
Exactly. You know what I mean? So why?
But the thing is that he wasn't singing his love songs. That was the whole thing back then. It was about the love songs and whatever.
Yeah, but you can't deny when you seen Ja Rule come out on the Jay-Z, what video was it? For the Rush Hour soundtrack.
Can I Get Him? Ooh, yeah. That was my...
You can't tell me when he came on that track, yeah,
he was on fire. Wow.
That was my track.
When I don't know about wow, but he was blazing. He was hot. He was
popping.
Hot person.
Yeah. He was popping for a good 10 years.
Yeah, he was up
there. Yeah, he had a good run. You know, 50 had to put it to an end, though.
Yeah.
Wow.
That Can I Get
It is what it is. Then he came out with, I forgot the name of the album. He was dissing 50 on every track, and it just was...
That was on, I know he dissed him on the... It was Get Rich or Die Try, and he dissed him there. Mm-hmm. And then he also, when they were on the G-Unit, Big for Mercy album with the, I smell, is that you, Ja?
They went in on that.
I'm talking about Ja Rule, like, his last album. It was more like, you know what I mean, just... taking shots at 50, and it was like whack. People wasn't trying to hear it. You already got demolished.
Yeah, but
he should have done what Jay-Z did and kept rolling with his music. You know what I mean? That's why Jay-Z is so great. You know what I mean?
Because I think people hate. It was more of a like a bandwagon thing. Because after 50 Cent started dissing Ja Rule, all the 50 Cent fans were hating on Ja Rule. But you can't hate on him.
You can't hate on good artists.
His art speaks for itself.
His art does speak, yeah. But the thing is,
I mean, he's not the best rapper.
It was what it was.
He's not up there, but
he was
like,
a good
commercial wise.
Yeah, he was up there commercial. I mean, think of all the hits that he did with Between Me and You,
Holla Holla,
and I'll say all of
Put It On Me,
play on the radio right now,
Murder for Life.
Oh my gosh,
my favorite one was New York.
Even he did one for a movie too. I think it was called How Many Want to Die with Me.
He also did that one for Fast and the Furious.
Always on time, down ass bitch. I'm real with
living it up
with yes. Jennifer Lopez.
I'm real.
I'm not taking his artistry away.
No,
Pain is, you know, love, mean? Thug loving,
he
mesmerized,
had a lot of bangers.
Murder Reigns. Yo, he The Last Temptation. That album was my favorite.
You know,
album.
Don't get me wrong. I was on the school bus. Yeah, I rode the cheese bus back in middle school, and I was singing all his songs,
wonderful
front to back.
He had a really good song. So like Christina mentioned, like Can I Get It when he came out. Ooh, that was my favorite hip hop track.
He had a bandana on that video.
It was a bandana.
It's tied to the side.
I don't know which song is
Kinky Roots.
That beat right there was fire too, but that song put him on the spot.
But Ja Rule was a horrible actor. Just leave it at that. He was.
Some people can't do it all.
Monica.
Some people can't do it all. Why are you trying to do it all?
Exactly. Like look at Beyonce.
Man.
Horrible actor.
Obsessed.
I don't think she's that bad. You
know what I mean? No, she is trash.
You know, she wasn't that bad in Dreamgirls.
She didn't even get noticed. Like, Jennifer Hudson said,
compared
move
to
over.
Jennifer Hudson.
I'm just saying.
I mean, but then you got people like DMX that, you know what I mean, just talented. It's like, whoa.
DMX also had his run too.
But you know, it's all about Ja Rule.
So he definitely got his flaws.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely. But everybody does.
Yeah, but he went down. Like he went. Yeah, he went. A really dark space.
How you rich and you still stealing cars?
But
I mean, he didn't really steal the car.
Look at Shaz.
It was his car. He just
he's
hopped
flipping
out.
Them. He's flipping
now,
cars.
What happened was
some people flip he's houses. Some flip cars.
Allegedly, what happened was that. He had road rage, basically. So he hopped out. He acted like an undercover. You know what I mean? He was like,
no.
No, that's just socially
it's uncalled for,
unlegal.
But you know what I mean?
Illegal, I mean.
Illegal.
Unnecessary behavior. Why? Bro, like, you made millions.
He must have been on that. He was on that.
I don't care if he was. He's very good at what he does.
I mean,
But
so we had a lot of good music in the 90s. So tonight we will be talking about what it was to grow up in the 90s. And we can, this probably we could have done a whole hour on this because literally the 90s was like
days.
Lady titty.
You know, oh my
going, God. What?
You know, I could go in from any direction.
I mean, so
rock,
let's start with TV shows. What was your favorite show of the 90s?
Kid shows, I'm gonna, you know.
Anything.
Man, kids, cartoons.
We had it all.
Rugrats, man.
We did, we had it all.
Rugrats.
Doug.
Steve. Blue's Clues? Blue's Clues was
the real original Steve. I heard there's a black Steve now.
Yeah, he's probably.
His name is not Steve.
It's Steven.
That was a little past my time.
It's Stefan.
I didn't really get into Blue's Clues, but.
Oh my gosh, I used to like.
Keenan and Kel.
All that.
Are You Afraid of the Dark?
All that.
I appreciated the much younger cartoons like PB&J.
Yeah, but that was in 90s.
Yeah, that was.
Was
that,
it?
Yeah, that
PB&J?
Was.
PB&J?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that was 2000.
Bear in the Big Blue House?
Yeah, that was 90s.
I thought Oli Poli Oli.
Well, anyway, I liked Hey Arnold.
Do you guys remember?
Little Bear?
Rupert.
That's
my boy,
that's,
Rupert.
That goes back. I think that's that like 89. Came on,
no.
If we
really?
If we're taking it back, I mean, the meme that's taken over the world with Arthur.
My boy Arthur was holding it down for every aardvark.
But shout out to the original Thirst Trap, Johnny Bravo.
Oh, Johnny Bravo.
Hey there, hello, mama.
With the chicken legs.
Yes. So gross.
Yo, he has some ill pickup lines.
Yo, you could tell he was all chest.
Yo,
he never had a leg day.
I actually know
he never had leg day.
When I used to be in the gym, we used to call this one guy because he was huge on top and small on the bottom. You know what I mean? And we used to call him Johnny Bravo. He used to get so tight. Like, it was just
I mean, it is what it is. I mean, we can't forget about Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Come on.
Family Matters.
The Carlton.
Bruh, Roseanne. You can't sleep on
Boy
Roseanne.
Meets World.
Boy Meets World. Oh, Topanga.
No.
Topanga.
Yo, so you had a crush on Topanga, too?
Yo, man. I think that was
my first woman crush.
Yo, what? Topanga can... Yo, she can still get it, too. Have you seen her?
She can get the eggplant?
She can get the eggplant.
My first woman crush was Hillary Banks. She was bad.
Hillary Banks. Oh.
Hillary Banks, too.
And she was classy.
She was classy.
But she was an airhead. She was a complete airhead.
Friends.
But that's okay.
Can't forget about Friends.
Oh, that's babe show right there.
They were air for 10 years. Like, shows don't last that long anymore.
That finale for Friends, too, man, by far, I think, one of the best.
The original of 90210, Dawson's Creek, The Simpsons is still going.
No lie, Family Matters gave me hope. When Steve Urkel turned into that fine, sexy man, I was like, bro, where you at?
Damn, you she at? Was thirsty.
From geek to hottie in 2 seconds.
I mean, it happens in real life, though.
It does.
There's guys that look different out of work. And there's girls. There's girls the same way.
That's true.
And then, I mean, that's why you can't talk about people. You know,
you could talk about the films, too, that came in the 90s.
Oh,
one of the greatest movies of all time that I think it was the only movie... I'm not sure what the number was, but it was the only movie to have the highest numbers in the box office, The Titanic.
Oh, man. That movie was crazy.
I'll never forget. I went to see that in the movie theaters.
No lie, recently when I saw Titanic, when she put her hand on that window, I was like, talk about intimacy. I want to put my hand on
that. That was one of the best sex scenes.
That drawing scene, too?
Ever.
Wow.
It didn't move
you know,
me,
Titanic
honestly.
Was one of
it
the greatest
move
movies.
You? No.
What?
Hold on. What did it move you?
The movie's dope. The movie is dope, but the scene didn't really move me.
It wasn't supposed to move you in that way.
It was intimate.
It was romantic. It was like...
Have you ever reached that level, Ruben?
No, actually, no. I'm still virgin.
You got to find yourself a rope.
That's it, man.
I'm going to be the 40-year-old virgin.
Boy, bye.
What?
Clueless. Remember Clueless?
Yeah, the Clueless. 90s movies? Oh, how about The Mask with Jim Carrey?
Oh, my. All of the Jim Carrey movies.
Yeah.
Ace Ventura.
I never wanted to put a mask on.
Liar.
Beetlejuice? Talk about saying Beetlejuice three times. I was scared when I said Beetlejuice three times.
I said Beetlejuice in the mirror. You never did it?
I've done it plenty of time. Nothing happened.
Well,
also
duh.
Said Bloody Mary.
Oh, no!
Listen,
y'all are messing.
I think Bloody Mary was probably scared of me. You know what I mean?
The Boogeyman. Remember the Boogeyman, that movie?
Yep.
Hey, Goodfellas. Have you guys seen Goodfellas?
But let's take it back. Oh, you know,
one
not
of
even
the best gangster movies.
Let's take
ever.
It back. Let's take it back. Not even major movies, but let's talk about how Disney Channel back in the '90s had great movies.
Halloween Town,
Smart House,
Luck of the Hocus Irish,
13th Year.
Oh my lord!
Was it 13th Year?
Yeah, with that kid, he was a mermaid.
A merman.
Excuse me.
He's a merman.
Well, Lion King.
Aladdin.
All the Disney classics came out in the '90s. Well, I think
and they're doing
Beauty
a lot
the
of them
came
over.
Out in 89.
They're redoing
which
them
movie?
A lot of a lot
Beauty
of them
and the
over.
Beast.
Beauty and the Beast. I think that was maybe early '90s too.
Or 91.
Maybe 92.
My favorite movie
I think it was
of 91, all time
actually.
Was yeah. Still till this day is Toy Story. Came out in 95. I think
it's a good movie.
Yeah, that
a
was
Bug's Life. Come on,
that's Pixar though.
Jurassic
that's
Park.
Jurassic Park was also great.
Home Alone.
They had a great trilogy on that.
Home Alone.
The Terminator.
1, 2, 3 wasn't so great.
10 Things I Hate About You. Like, we can go on forever.
It's great. I feel like now, a lot of the movies that they're making now, they're just remakes. And maybe
there's
not a lot of originality.
There's no creativity.
No, there is creativity in developing the film, but
I was gonna say that the technology is advancing instead of the storyline.
Yeah, and people are having hard ideas, like difficulty starting a new concept of a movie.
I feel like now it's all about the comedic punch, like to get that laughing instead about the plot and the.
I don't think so.
It depends.
I mean, that's why I feel like
comedy is dying out. Actually,
yes.
I feel like it's hard to find
kids shows
now.
Stand
up comedy
was
what?
Yeah,
stand up comedy was the best in the '90s.
Def Jam's coming back. Def Jam comedy is coming back.
Hopefully, they have some good comedians.
Hey, you don't know that the new guys are out here.
The new guys on Wildin' Out are hilarious.
Yeah, I like
exactly. You gotta watch
They're
out for
hilarious.
The new guys.
I think, but what about BET where Rap City in the basement?
Oh Ooh. My! 106 in Park. Man. Remember Sita?
Sita was
Sita's world.
Sita, baby, and she was like mad robotic.
You know, I was into the. You know, Dragon Ball Z.
Dragon Ball Z.
That
oh,
was
I loved
a good
it.
Show. I can't even lie.
Sailor Moon.
I gave it a chance. Oh,
all the anime.
Powerpuff Girls.
But listen, the afternoon Toonami that set up Ooh. All these shows. Oh,
yo, I used
God.
To never
what
miss
is
it.
That? Show.
And I used to hate when in an episode of Dragon Ball Z, they'll stare at each other for half of the episode, and then the robot comes up next week on Toonami.
No, yeah, exactly. Yeah, Toonami was.
Remember one Saturday morning? When you woke up early in the morning and they gave you all the good shows back to back for
oh,
like
that was
three
on,
hours.
On yes. Kids WB.
It was not. Oh my God, yeah. WB.
Yeah.
No, you I had, think it was on ABC.
No, it was
Freakazoid.
Yeah, ABC had
in the brain, and you had
Looney Tunes.
But Looney Tunes.
Kids WB.
Animaniacs.
Kids WB. Animaniacs. Wow.
Yeah, that was Animaniacs. What's it? Tiny Toons.
Gargoyles.
Tiny Toons.
Gargoyles.
Darkwing Duck.
Nah, I could go on forever. We could.
Yeah.
DuckTales.
Yo.
I like that. Ooh.
I don't think today's youth would
understand
experience all this.
Yeah, because they got all these weird shows.
Yeah,
they. You know what I find
weird
too?
To us, not weird to them.
Yeah,
I was gonna say it's not weird to them because that's all they know. But it's still weird. It doesn't take away the weirdness. You know what I found too? In a lot of shows now, they don't have like family values.
Yeah, they agree.
Morals.
They don't really show a lot of the important. Like messages that they
that
showed.
Our shows have.
Yeah, like I think one episode I remember, I think it was for Fresh Prince with the discrimination. That was like one of the early seasons.
Oh yeah, and they also talked about police brutality.
Police brutality as well, and I think Boy Meets World had an episode. I think it was with child abuse.
Yeah,
oh, that was a really
with
good
one.
With Sean. No, it
and
was
alcoholism.
And alcoholism.
So
they don't show. I don't see that as much.
Me either. Because I remember Hannah Montana. Hannah Montana came out what 2005.
Hannah Montana.
And I didn't. She had family values, but I didn't. There were no like big.
There
lessons.
Was. There was the dad was a single dad. That's a
yeah,
huge
yeah. But
lesson.
Where's the lesson in that?
There's a huge lesson. I mean, most of the times you see the single mom, it's showing it from a different perspective.
That's true.
Raising
well,
a
no,
celebrity
Full House.
Raising a celebrity daughter.
Full House.
Full
he
House
was a single
too.
Dad too.
Man, Full House had listen. Every episode that at the end it was a life lesson.
It was a hug.
They had
too many
that
damn hugs.
They had the soft music playing in the back. You're like, it's okay, Becky. He's still a hoe.
Literally, Becky.
But there's a lot more
up.
Diversity.
Becky was not a hoe.
There's a lot more diversity in kids' shows nowadays. I mean, some of the Disney Channel shows you'll see like Indian boy or black.
Oh, that's
people,
true too.
Or
that's
Spanish
even
people. I mean, back
Hispanic.
Hispanic, same thing. Back then,
Even Disney movies now, they've branched out to more diverse characters now. You know, they had the... What's the one with the frog?
Are you talking about like original movies?
Yeah, like original movies too. Like, what's the one where they introduced the first black princess?
Oh, Princess and the Frog.
There we go.
Oh, that's a major film.
But I mean, Nickelodeon had a lot of diversity in it.
What, Cat Dog?
You know, when they had Guts.
Girl,
no, no, no. Like, Guts. Guts had a lot of black Spanish.
What show's
kids.
That one?
Hispanic kids. Oh, and stuff like that.
Never heard of that one.
Rocket Power.
You
they
never
were like
remember
Hawaiian.
Guts?
No, I don't.
They were.
When they used to be in the thing and they used to get slimed on.
Okay. That's a game show.
But it was in the '90s.
It was. We had a lot of good stuff. We had music. Talk about the music.
What a start.
Music, I could go all day. You know what I mean?
We could talk about the boy bands breaking out. 93's
our boy band.
Backstreet Boys.
Yeah.
It's LFO.
Listen, I could go in on freestyle classics.
Hold on.
Y'all don't know nothing about that, but that's my area. Freestyle
it's tearing
classics.
Up my oh. heart.
I didn't really watch
with you. But when we have a pop,
Britney Spears, Backstreet Boys.
I think the listeners' ears are going to fall off right now.
That was crazy.
Nah, they, I'm blessing
them. The R&B. The movement was huge in the 90s.
Brian McKnight. Yes.
Jagged
112.
Edge. 112.
What? Casey and JoJo.
Yeah. Jodeci.
Rome.
They had all the ladies' panties wet.
Yes. TLC.
Y'all was too young in that time to get your panties wet. So let's
listen.
No.
I've been listening to that music right now. And my other day, my little sister was like, what do you listen to? Old people music?
I was so upset.
I was like, I'm old.
You're not that old, though.
It's only going to get older from here.
It's a really big gap.
You know, I could...
Whitney Houston, The Bodyguard. That movie blew everything out the water.
Toni Braxton.
Unbreak My Heart. Shout out to Toni Braxton, who done fell a million times, but still comes back up with that one hit.
Maya gave us hope.
Maya's so beautiful.
Whoa.
She can get the eggplant.
Yes, she can. We spoke about my last episode.
Yeah, hey, she's just
but
not
listen,
beautiful.
Listen.
The most played out 90s song ever. This is how we do it. I'm going to need every DJ to stop playing that for at least 10 years. I'm done with that song.
There's more party songs from
the 90s. Or you can just not go out and let other people enjoy that 90s song.
No, chill.
I enjoy
it. Can we break out with another? There's a lot of good 90s songs that you can break out with.
The original twerk music. Girl, look like a nasty.
Oh, yeah. Back that ass up. When
Luke?
You hear that.
Luke?
Yo.
But let me ask everybody this. How did,
Brown and all that.
How did y'all get your music?
Miami.
In the 90s?
LimeWire.
LimeWire was after. We went
Napster.
Out and bought CDs.
No, you had Napster in the 90s.
Yeah, Napster was the early 90s.
Or you put an empty cassette tape in the radio and you waited for your song all day long to come out and you pressed record. You had to press record and play at the same time.
Yep.
Damn, that's throwback.
And remember how we used to take down lyrics? There was no lyric website. You had to write it down, press pause, write it down.
Like, I think that's why
we never did that. I just listened to the same line over and over. Rewind.
I learned it.
Even back then with the CDs too, that people, whenever you purchased like physical copies, I used to look forward to them because some of the albums, they had the lyrics in the CD.
Artwork. You got all these exclusive pictures because we didn't have Google Images.
So, we still have bootleggers. I used to get my tapes.
Yeah, there was bootlegs.
The DJ Clue tapes.
They were literally mixtapes.
Yeah.
No, and albums. I used to get my albums on tapes.
No, yeah. I know what you mean. That's how I discovered hip-hop
Forever,
for the first time.
Wu-Tang Forever, Noriega.
I had Biggie's album, Ready
Big
to
Pun?
Die on tape.
Big Pun, I had like four Big Pun tapes. Same tape. I just loved it that much.
Damn, man, why?
Oh, no, that's just crazy.
I never did that. I used LimeWire, and I would be always upset when I used to download the song and go, AOL Music. I'm like,
first
damn
listen.
It.
Or you would download it, and you would hear Bush.
How about to get on the internet?
No, that's Clinton.
Oh, was it Clinton?
Yeah. I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
I'm like, damn, this is the wrong
It's okay, Belle, if you did. It's all right. She took you back.
Belle's out here.
The dial-up? in the 90s to get on the internet.
AOL.
These young kids don't know the struggle.
They don't know how good they have it.
You know what I hate?
When people complain about their internet going slow, and sometimes I catch myself doing it, but I think back to like, damn, I had to wait literally sometimes like 45 minutes.
Oh, when your mama picked up that phone, you was like, mommy, no!
And you would hear it through the phone.
This lady did not just disrespect my life.
You hear that conversation? No, pero yo. Yeah, this, that, the other. Ma, get off the phone.
I perdón, mommy.
How did they even figure that out to just be on the phone at the same time now and being on the internet? Like, why couldn't you do that before?
I mean, technology.
Why?
Well, because you used it right from your telephone, line.
Oh,
it connected through.
You ever
seen
the meme of the guy from Ancient Aliens? It's because of aliens.
Oh my gosh, man. Stop. Stop, man.
I can't deal. We had a lot of good stuff in the 90s.
Yo.
Remember the Gigapets?
The Tamagotchis. Yo, I'm not going to front.
It was legit.
That came out when I was in
second. Like your baby.
You want to feel old? I was in second grade.
No, you want to feel old right now.
That was 1990.
You want to feel old about you.
I think that was 1994.
The Tamagotchis?
The Tamagotchis, yeah.
Maybe a little later, because I remember it. Like, I was probably
no,
six.
No. I was in fourth
95,
grade, actually.
95, 96.
That was 95. Yeah, definitely.
Remember the Furbies?
Oh, I hated those
Scariest things ever, but I wanted one so bad.
I hated them.
And my mom couldn't afford a Furby, so she gave me the Gremlin.
They look like crack babies.
Toys. Oh, remember the Burger King toys? I mean, Burger King still got toys.
McDonald's always had the better
McDonald's,
toys.
But yo, it was a real competition between Burger King.
It was.
They don't do that no more.
Burger King actually used to taste good back in the day.
And I had, yo.
I mean, your taste buds were different,
too. I told somebody the other day.
Very true. That's a good point.
I told somebody the other day I had a birthday party at Burger King.
They laughed at me.
I was like, but wait a minute. Back in the day, that was popping.
It was popping. I had a birthday at McDonald's, at Burger King, Chuck E. Cheese, all these places.
Yo,
kids now, they want
pits?
iPads and cell phones.
No. Jumping in the ball pits
the
at the
ball
parties?
Pits.
Oh, yo. Those unsanitary.
But it was so fun. You didn't care
about
that.
Who cares when you're a kid? You don't care about that shit.
They took those
you
out.
You don't care, but you can now.
It was the best time ever.
Yeah, why did they take it out?
But like, oh yeah, wait. Don't go.
As a kid, I could give you a piece of paper. You'll find ways to actually play with the paper and keep yourself entertained.
Yeah, back in the day.
As a kid,
we went out and played green light, red light.
Exactly.
Remember that stupid
manhunt?
That pointless ass game, Mother May I? What was the point of Mother May I?
I never understood that. I used to sit out on those games.
I think it was obedience. Yeah, I think it was right.
It's the power to
obedience.
Be. The chance to have the power. Like,
authority.
No, you may not.
They get to aprender hoy.
South Park? Can we talk about South Park?
South Park.
It's still going.
Still going. It's not many shows that go on.
Not many
for
shows
years like that.
And kids,
what shows are still going other than Simpsons and
Family
South Park?
Guy? Still, Family Guy was early.
No,
90,
that's
no?
Family
that's
Guy. Family Guy has been around for 10 years though.
Oh, that's cool. Okay.
Family Guy's been out since
I never
since 2004.
That.
Yeah, Family. Wow. That was my mistake. But Simpsons definitely been around for about 20 years or so.
More. SpongeBob has been.
It
around.
Has to be 20. I just seen a commercial that starting Thanksgiving at noon. They're gonna be airing 600 episodes on FX. Nonstop.
600?
600 episodes.
Jesus.
So Shoutouts to the ones that love Barney.
That was me.
Somebody said Barney. Oh my God.
Yes,
that's me.
Barney showed you how to love. He showed you
But
kindness.
Don't forget about the best person on that show, Baby Bop.
Oh my gosh. Hold on. The guy who said shout out to Barney, that was my dad trying to roast me right now.
You love Barney? Oh, the truth shall set you free.
It's all good. It's all good. It's all good.
My
I know every kid said they hated Barney at one point, but really loved him.
Dang. Yo, my
you
dad.
You know, I'm not going to front. I like the Barney.
I loved me a little Barney.
But you know what I mean? I grew it out fast because I was getting older.
Shout out to Jillian who's watching, who's and Amy who are watching, who said, remember Kids Night at McDonald's? We had a McDonald's in the McDonald's in Cranston on Plainfield Pike. They used to host a kids night where you could color, you got nuggets.
They've cut in, even the fast food restaurants have cut in back on everything.
Because they don't care no more. You're going to pay them regardless.
I think a lot of programs have been cut too. Like I remember as a kid in school, there were so many options for after school programs.
Facts.
And there's like nothing now.
Band, you had everything.
You had band, yeah. And then Governor Chafee.
took it all away.
He took it away from Providence Schools and ruined my life. I was supposed to be a professional clarinet player.
Oh, okay.
That's actually a fact.
Yes,
I really was. I was one of the best clarinet players in Rhode Island.
She says this all the time, I question my life when she says that.
Listen,
but
did you know
that? Evidence.
I was. You see, I was one of the best triangle players in the state.
Triangle? Stop it. Stop it. All right. Guys, yo. I'm a professional wrestler.
I was legit on an all-star band from different schools, and we used to play.
This guy.
But, the funny thing is that I used to just hit the triangle. That's all I did. It wasn't no... it was common sense.
All right, we could go on.
Hold on. Before we... go on to the next thing. Y'all forgot one of the most important, and they're coming out with a movie.
What?
Power Rangers.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to be the Pink Ranger. Yeah,
I wanted to always be the Black Ranger. I used to break dance back then, too.
Boy, bye.
That's a fact. I used to hit the windmill.
Did you see his face? Everybody was breakdancing. I remember my brother used to buy the tapes, the breakdancing tutorials.
Yo, how to do a handstand.
You ain't never going to be a breakdancer.
Yo, good times. Yo, being a kid in the 90s was the best.
You had rollerblades.
Roller skates.
You rode your bike.
Before rollerblades.
With the shoes with the rollerblades.
Listen,
talking about legit rollerblades.
Like this generation right now for the kids, you don't see them outside. Sometimes it's...
Because they're inside on Facebook Live.
But you know what?
Live.
The argument that we can put out is that the world is completely different now. You can't even leave your kids outside without...
But is that a good thing or a bad thing? Because a lot of kids are missing out on
socialization. It is a bad thing, but...
When you're a kid, being social is so vital to your brain development because that helps with speech and that helps with sharing and that helps with
a lot of morals that we
communications.
Will,
yeah. You know what
but
I mean?
But the thing is really tough because the environment now is completely...
The technology is different.
That too. But look at where people are living now. You can't even go outside and feel at least... feel threatened out there because you don't know who might come up and...
Yo, but times...
Thank you.
Yo, listen... All the gang violence was worse in the 90s. And people still made way to make it the best they could.
You know what it is, too? People actually knew their neighbors, too. Like, I know a lot of people that say, well, I don't even know who lives next door. Like, how do you not know? I've been living on my block.
You remember watching the shows? You remember watching the shows?
I know my neighbors.
And the family would greet the new family on the block with, a cake.
It was love.
Oh, new neighbor here.
I don't know about a cake,
vecina,
maybe a patelito.
Vecina, mira un patelito.
Or you knew the lady down the block who was selling slushies for 50 cents. Or, she was doing, everybody knew each other.
Or even on our block where my
grandma. The Johnny Cakes, yo.
What?
Fried, what is it? Doughboys.
Doughboys.
Shout out to Mama Etela who was putting it down in the kitchen. I gained 10 pounds that summer.
Congratulations.
No lies.
And the fact that she used to hustle us. She didn't
Everybody
care
had a side hustle.
Yo,
everybody
she did
had a
not
side
care
hustle.
If you was her nephew, her son.
No discount.
She would charge you the Full 50 price. Cents that she made
that's
the Johnny Keke with. No, that's business. Business is business.
So, we could talk about the 90s forever. I think what, we were talking about, what has changed the most is what people value and, their morals. I feel like morals are missing or, people feel like morals aren't necessary or, the value of marriage. A lot of people are really not trying to, they're not trying to hear that noise. They don't want to get married. You find a lot of people not getting married or saying, I don't need to get married to prove my love. I hear that all the time and I don't know. What do you the fellas think about that?
So I asked a lot of people online. What did they think about marriage? And a lot of them actually believe in marriage. You'd be surprised.
But was it females or was it males?
A mix of both. I had about four gentlemen and five females,
Are they all, are the guys in long relationships too?
Well, that I don't know.
Yeah, it could be different.
But the thing is, I guess it's how you was brought up and how you look at things. A lot of people are just scared of the commitment too.
I think a lot of people don't. I think a lot of people who have been in single parent homes, they think that is something that's a far reach, is not really obtainable, or that is impossible, or that kids who come from divorced families have like issues, like you said, committing because they're afraid of the possibility of being divorced. But in fact, today, the divorce rates are actually lower than they have been in the past. Wow. Granted, marriage is less, but divorce, the ratio of divorce compared to marriage is less than it was in the 70s. There was a big boom of divorce, and it played out until, I think it was 92.
Okay.
So it's been, since then, it's been dropping.
Well, I guess we're definitely heading in the right direction.
I actually was interested, and I did a little research because, you know what I mean? I wanted to see how the world view marriages.
Okay.
And there's places that they still actually pick out your husband.
Oh, yeah, like arranged marriages.
Yeah, and there's a few of them.
I mean, and marriage has changed now. Like, before, the ideal marriage was, you know, male and female. Now we have all kinds of people getting monogamy. Married.
Now people are trying to marry themselves.
Oh God!
No. There is such thing.
Oh, yeah,
there is
marriage thing. Pizza.
There's actually a lady from Australia that married a dolphin in 2006.
Do you?
And they've been happy ever after. Happily ever.
No, but there was.
Is there a prenup in that one?
Was he going to get up water? I think it was 4 or 5 years ago on Chelsea Lately. She brought up a story. I don't know if it was in Florida. I think it was in Florida. A dolphin raped somebody. Real life. Dang. This is real life.
Raped That's a human no being?
Way. A human How? Being. Dolphins?
So the dolphin.
They get an
erection. Yeah, but did the.
They're mammals.
The dolphin pulled down her or his pants and just went to town?
No, let's not get into the logistics.
I know, man. Damn.
It sounds like a big lie.
How did it go
But
from?
I thought it was pretty funny.
All right. So monogamy is one of the. Let's not even. Talk about
we did the monogamy dolphin. Talk already.
Yeah, but you know what I mean? It's interesting. You know what I mean? Because it also...
I mean, I can see it when...
Polygamy.
I can see it. Well, not for myself, but I can see it.
Bye.
And polyandry, I think, is called where women have multiple men. Yeah, it's poly...
Polygamy.
No.
Polygamy is for men that have multiple wives.
Polyandry is for...
Gotta look that up.
For a woman to marry multiple men. Yeah.
Well, I can only say one thing real quick. I think people, when they have the whole mindset about not getting married, especially not getting married right away. I come from a family of like divorce and a blended family, which is when you have step-parents and step-children in the mix. And my parents, like my mom and my dad, they both encouraged me to go to college and have fun and to date around, not to be tied up into one person. And I feel like a lot of parents, and not only parents, but people that go to entering college too, have that mindset. Like, I'm not going to settle down, tie myself to one person. I'm going to enjoy college. I'm going to have fun. And then when I graduate, I'll look for love, or if it happens in college, it happens. But and I agree with it. I feel
I do too. And that's what I think that's why the marriage rates are so low, because people have other plans now. Like I was reading an article that said before women were more prone to marriage because it was a gateway of getting out of their house, and also because most of them were pregnant. So they found that it was the responsible thing to do, to get married and to move out of your parents' house and be together and raise the children. And also for women married for financial stability, because back in the day, women didn't work as much as men did in a marriage. So now that women have like this, there's different, they have drive now, they have rights, they have access to education. They're working in the workforce. It's different now. Like you don't really have your heart set on, like you said, you don't really have your heart set on finding love. You have your heart set on finding yourself and in maintaining a career and having financial stability for yourself, so you can have something offered to that somebody, whoever he is out there for you.
That makes a lot of sense.
It makes a lot of sense.
But the traditional way of marrying a man, a woman, just them two having kids, having the whole nuclear family, one boy, one girl, the dog, that's all gone.
Yeah, the American family image is different.
People people don't, a lot of people don't know their options when it comes to marriage too. It's not just monogamy, you just be with one person. I mean, there's polygamy, like Ruben said, and there's also open marriage, there's swing marriage, there's so many other different marriages. I mean, yeah, to each his own. Like,
there's
if
options.
You want to have an open marriage, then that's all you.
I get it. I don't get it at the same time.
And for those that hate on gay marriage, grow up. I think
marriage is
love.
So,
is love.
I was gonna say that
love
marriage
is love.
Is
I don't care. I don't care what religion you obey or go by or whatever you want to call it. Love is love. At the end of the day, it is what it is. If you love somebody, love them.
And a lot of people say though, like, if I love them, why do we need a piece of paper to get married? Like, I think marriage is beyond the piece of paper.
It's not always a piece of paper because there's two types of marriages.
Yeah, there's the one by the civil and by the church.
Exactly.
But I think when you get married by the church, you have to do civil too.
Now you have to do civil because, I guess...
Legal situations like taxes.
Yeah.
You're in a different tax bracket when you get married too.
And you're considered one as a married couple.
Your household income takes account for on a lot when you do FAFSA, when you do loans, when you buy a house, all this stuff comes into account.
But marriage isn't a requirement now.
It isn't, but
it's not. It was required. I feel like I'm saying, like, in my parents' generation, I can understand their mindset. I mean, they didn't have they had an option, but marriage was kind of like a requirement. It's not a requirement now.
Yeah, like I said, it was a lot of it had to do with financial stability in a way to get out of your house. And like, especially, I can speak for Dominicans. They're very traditional in a sense where you get married, you get out the house and you have kids, or she's pregnant, so I got to put a ring on it. And a lot of people say, like, oh, just because I'm pregnant doesn't mean I have to get married. I want to get married because we're in love and we actually want to be together. And I found an article where it says that people, the average person of getting married today, the average age is 27. Back in the day, it was between, I think it was 16 and 22.
Wow.
And so, yeah, so people are, you're older now. So you're older, you're established now, you have probably something going for you. So you can find someone that's compatible with the person that you are instead of being married to someone you barely know. You don't even know yourself at 19, 16.
Which makes sense, too, because...
Exactly. If you don't know yourself, how are you going to love someone?
Yeah, and why, you know...
I don't think you just don't know yourself. But.
No, not even. Yeah, I understand. I agree with that. But I
mean,
think
you should have an idea of yourself. Like, at 16, I don't think you know yourself that well.
Between that age range, you're still trying to figure yourself out. And I don't understand back then, you know, times were different where, you know, economically,
it was very different. A dollar was worth so much more.
Yeah, but now 27 seems like an ideal age. I mean,
I think that's a pretty good...
How old are you saying? What did you say?
27, she said.
27?
By 27, like, let's say you go straight to college, and then even...
You graduate.
Even medical school, that's in there. You're done 8 years. That's 8 years of college right there. Done for. And you're ready to go out there and take on the world.
I mean, for... Well,
somebody told us that civil and religious marriage, either way you do it, you still have to file paperwork. So there goes that answer. Go ahead.
Yo, I had a brain fart. I forgot.
Oh, man. What was that? I wanted to pinpoint too. Oh, and also, I found an interesting fact that people over 65 are just as likely to be married today as people between 16 and 65.
That's a beautiful thing.
I think that takes into account remarriage. A lot of people getting remarried after divorce.
These old people are dating like us.
Here we go.
Good.
No lie.
I thought Ruben was gonna flip it on me.
Yeah.
Right?
On my job, I see old people dating like, oh, I'm waiting for my date. And
that's beautiful.
It's a nice thing. I like seeing it
because a lot of them old couples, they probably had divorce, you know, because they got married so young. Like my mom.
Or they're widowed.
Yeah, that's a good point. My mom told me she got married at 19 and had a baby at 20. And she couldn't really tell me the reason why they had a divorce, but they got a divorce, I think it was 6 years in. And I think a lot has to do with the age. They didn't know each other. And she told me that they were together 2 years prior to getting married. But when you live with someone, it's totally different.
That's probably why the older generation, they've always mentioned, you know, get married.
And
I don't know.
Then move in together.
But that doesn't make any sense to me, at least right now, yeah. too, because why move in with somebody you barely know and you just married them? Mm-hmm. I figured, you know, at least get a couple years into the relationship and then maybe move in together just to see how you guys are, if you guys are actually compatible.
That's called,
I've said this before, but I think a good year of living together as either boyfriend, girlfriend, fiance, and not married, a good solid year is a test of time to determine whether this is going to be my wife or husband or life partner, mm-hmm. or this is not going to work.
And I think age plays a big part because who I am today is completely different than the person I was when I met Emma's dad. Do you know what I'm saying? So things change, life changes. You start to discover who you are, or you might even discover that you don't even like that person. So imagine if we were to get married and now we're getting a divorce 8 years down the line. So you know what I'm saying? I think age plays a big part. And I think I agree with both of you that cohabitation is important. Some people don't believe in that because they believe in getting married first or like saving sex for marriage. But honestly, I think that's a bad idea.
I
don't think it's a bad idea. It's just different.
So, I think it's all mental, to be honest. Mm-hmm. If you're going to use age and, you know, where you were, or even your outside influences, like if your parents are divorced or something, or you grew up like in a household where mm-hmm. a lot of your family are divorced. Mm-hmm. I think for me personally, I would say, you know what? I kind of see the trend where they're going. I want to make sure that I don't follow that same road too. You got to look at it from both ways because
you learn from other people's mistakes, but not everybody's like
that. Not everybody's like that too. You know,
and it's hard to break a cycle. Mm-hmm. If you come from a family of divorce or a blended family, it's hard to break the vicious cycle because you don't have any examples mm-hmm. to go by. So you're only going by like, oh, I come from a family of divorce, so I'm not going to get married. Why? Because we might end up divorced anyway.
Or they might get married and think that divorce is the way to go instead of figuring out other options to save your union.
Or calling it quits. And also, I saw this somewhere where like, why things are constantly changing now. You have so many options now. So when you get bored with somebody, it's easy to go on to the next one instead of fighting it on and fighting it through. I mean, sometimes when I hear people, oh, you've been together 10 years. Wow, that's a long time. Because you get sick of somebody, you have the option to just dip.
And all the options online, too, to... There's all these outlets to meet different people. Dating apps. You have the Tinder. You have... No, not only that.
Black people meet that kind.
Or you have like Snapchat where you could be sneaky about things. You know, and you pop up in my DM. Like,
I mean, at the end of the
day, there's so much temptation out there.
You have to trust the person you're with. If you don't have trust is big. There's nothing there.
There's a lot of temptation, as you said. But if, like you said, it's all on you, really. If you're fully committed to the relationship, nothing else will really matter.
I want to throw you some fun facts before anything else. Did you know the youngest marriage was a 9 and 7 year old?
That's just crazy.
I mean, it was because...
Well, that's not crazy. Arranged maybe marriage. I was going to say that.
It was because the little girl wanted to get married as a kid. Because she had cancer, they did it. Mm. And she died a week after.
That's cute.
And I got a few other ones. The oldest marriage, or the longest marriage, whatever you want to call it, was 87 years.
Wow. Our grandparents were married 60. Was it 65 years? My mom and papa?
60 plus years.
Yeah, they got married pretty young.
Now I got you a bizarre story. So, in Sudan, if you get caught cheating, you have to marry who or what you're cheating with.
Amen. You wanted her, now you stay with her.
Listen to this. So this man got caught cheating on his wife. You want to take a good guess? Anybody?
No, man.
A dog.
What am I taking a guess of?
With a goat.
Marry that goat.
So I guess
never cheated.
The authorities over there made the guy marry the goat. And he had to pay something to the owner of the goat.
I can't deal. Yeah, but that's in crazy. Other countries. Yeah. You get, you know, things get sticky when you talk about other countries. I think it's more important to talk about, like, what, you know, what goes on here.
You got to think about it now, too, as a millennial, because I am a millennial. You want to feel prepared to be married.
Yeah.
You want to be prepared. You want your career. You want to get everything established first before you get married. And sometimes it just doesn't work that way. I feel like sometimes, like, having a baby, you're never really... You could prepare yourself, but you're never really ready.
No, you can be prepared for the baby, but you're never ready.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Yeah.
You can buy... You can go out and get the diaper bag. You can go out and get the stroller. But when that baby comes, forget about it.
You could prepare for a pretty picnic, but you can't predict the weather.
That's why
I said it best.
The king of analogies. That's why cohabitating, like living together, is probably
it's preparedness.
Is showing you, are you prepared for this huge commitment?
Mm-hmm.
It's true.
Because I think a lot of people forget too, like the things that come with love in a relationship, especially being young when you're going into this relationship, all your emotions are spiraling out of control.
It's true.
And a lot of people are saying, well, sex is key, this is key, that is key, but people are forgetting the most important part of a marriage is friendship and trust, because you have to trust that person that you're going to live
so
with. And also you have to trust that person when you think about kids. Like, you got to look at somebody like, is this the kind of person I want to have kids with?
Exactly.
Like, if that's an option, because not everybody wants kids.
No, absolutely. That's definitely, I think the number one, like you said, you hit it, is trust in a relationship, because everything else will just fall into place.
It's a 50-50, you know.
No, it's not a 50-50. It's 100, it's 100-100. Shut up.
Obviously, but you know, when you divide it. You
know. I always feel like somebody gives a little more in the relationship.
But if you're giving a little too more.
At different times.
But listen, I feel like if you're giving more in a relationship, you know, on a consistent basis,
yeah, I agree.
Then there's something wrong with that in that picture.
Yeah,
and if there's no effort from the other person,
there has to be a balance.
They actually have a name for that. It's called fan idol on marriage or relationship.
Never,
if you didn't know that. Yeah, because there's one that idolizes or is a fan of.
I feel like you come up with all these terms and you say they're actually terms.
No, this is a true thing. Look it up.
Well, so I posed the question on Facebook, what do y'all think about marriage? And my cousin Amy said it's awesome. So that's good. That means marriage is a positive thing. Because a lot of times people are looking at marriage,
and she's married,
in a negative way. And she's been married, what, 4 years already?
Yeah, going on 4 years.
So
shout
congratulations.
Out to you.
And my friend Maxine said, I'm all for it. A bunch of praises, hands. Jaylene said, marriage is about truly loving and committed and staying committed to someone for the rest of your life, in the good and the bad. Marriage is a beautiful thing. It's just that people in this generation are looking at it in a different way, saying it's only a paper, which we mentioned before. Mm-hmm. And you were saying, like, this is the generation of, like, being stubborn. Like, everything is proving a point.
Either that or a joke.
Or everything is a meme. Everything is a viral. Everything is a 15-second video. Somebody, Jalicia said, I love the idea of having a life partner, but I think marriage is an outdated and usually expensive institution. What do you guys think about that?
I mean,
man, I wish I would have... You know, it's true. I don't know. I can't really talk. I'm not really married. But from what people tell me, marriage is very... Well, like the actual wedding itself is pretty expensive.
But that shouldn't matter. If you want to celebrate your love, I think your marriage shouldn't have a price on it. Should have a number next to it.
But you don't have to make it expensive to showcase your love.
That's true.
Yeah,
if your love
cheap.
Is
that's
real,
true.
Your love will show in a courthouse.
Yeah.
You'll all cry.
You can have
the
a beautiful ceremony
way.
In the courthouse.
You could cry the same way in a courthouse the way you could cry in a $5 million wedding. Like,
and
price is not, that doesn't matter. It's about the love. And if you are really in love and you're doing it for the right
you
ways,
do it in your backyard.
It'll show in your marriage.
Mm-hmm.
I did ask a question on my Facebook if what would be the ideal wedding? Somebody actually put a courthouse. And I was curious, so I'm
Ricky.
Like, why?
Cause
it's
cheaper.
And he was like, because it's cheap.
And it's actually so much more intimate. Because I think you just need two witnesses when you get married in well, here in Rhode Island, my brother got married here in Rhode Island, and all he needed was two witnesses. And so, I mean, I'm pretty sure more people can come, but that just makes it so much more intimate. Instead, you have all these people you're inviting the mayor, you're inviting the governor, because the governor is going to give you $200 back. This person, because you're so worried about all the money you spent on this wedding, and you're so, well, some people, not all, are focused on what they're going to get back, like, for their gifts and their registry. Like, at the end of the day, all that, you made it through probably with that person with $200 in your bank account. So
but
why
that
does
puts
it
a lot of pressure on the guys, too. So now I can understand why a guy wouldn't want to get married, because now he has to provide all of this to prove his love for his, right? His or her bride.
I was going to say the on Google, it says the average wedding cost in the United States is $26,645. That's a lot.
That's a lot of
no sense.
Money.
No sense in
and
it.
And this does not include the honeymoon.
All right.
Wait a minute. What do y'all think about a woman proposing to a man?
I think it's fine. I think it's fine. A lot of men and women are scared to actually admit it's fine. If you love somebody, I think.
I personally don't agree with that, only because I feel like the woman is always ready before the man. So I feel like
not always.
I'm going to keep showing you how much love I have for you and how much I'm eligible, I guess, to be your wife, and then just hint that I want to get married, because I think it's important to talk about what you want out of the relationship and not just sit around and expect him to predict what you want. But I think it should be the man's
job. Like you
job.
Said, you don't want to wait around waiting for him to predict. Some guys are clueless. You got to.
Yeah, but sometimes that's a problem. Then there's no communication in that relationship.
No, it's not even that. It's that they know they're fine. So they're not going to act on it.
That's
so
the
they
thing.
Feel
some
like
people get too comfortable. And that's why cohabitation lasts so long.
That's
because
fine.
People get comfortable with just
being
together.
I think
that's
perfectly fine. It should, you know, a guy, it may take a guy 10 years to actually propose to you.
And
but
as
long as he's there holding you down and keeping it strong, there shouldn't be no issue.
I know, but some we're talking about just, women proposing.
Some men and women. Exactly. That's where I'm going. Some men and women can't wait. They just want to hear the question popped.
You know I mean? I so respect it, too.
I think you should wait for, I'm sorry for cutting you off. I think you should really wait on your time. You know, your time. Like, if you're waiting for the man to.
You think you should just ask?
Or
I don't think there's nothing wrong with asking.
Or throw it up in the air.
If, baby girl, if you listening, if you out there and he will not propose to you and he says he wants to marry you, he just can't afford a ring, take matters into your own hand. And maybe if it works for you, it works for you. I mean, personally, I wouldn't, but I'm not opposed to it. I mean, I wouldn't do it for me, but if a girl wants to ask her husband or woman or future partner, life partner, to marry them, go ahead.
We have one of our viewers, Angel, who said, nope, I don't agree. That's for a man to do. Some traditions shouldn't be messed with, in quotes, bended knee. And that I'm the same way. Maybe I'm traditional. I don't know. But I feel like that is a man's job, period.
I think so,
you
too.
You can't just say man because there's different couples out there now. We're not just living in a man and a woman
that's true,
world too. Anymore. We're not just living in
the
that.
Ideal
we're living in a different world now.
Is not just male
and
female.
Everything is acceptable now. And I think it's a beautiful thing. Femininity and
I mean, but what
and yes, just and giving the woman her power back to say, you know what, I don't have to wait for a
feminist
man
in the house.
I don't have to wait for a man for him to ask me to marry me. I love him, he loves me, and why do I have to wait for him to afford a ring? I can afford a nice watch for you, and then we'll go buy my ring later, whatever. But we have to empower
a watch. You better buy him a ring too.
I mean you're gonna buy him an engagement ring.
Yeah, why not? If you're going to be the one to propose, why not have the ring too?
I've just seen a lot of women buy watches. That's why.
Oh, I've never heard. I've
seen better. What if she buys him a Rolly?
Because usually you wear
Rollies that don't tick-tock.
Normally, I mean, this if that changes too, that's beautiful too, a guy wearing an engagement ring. But normally I've only
seen. I mean, it wouldn't be an engagement ring. I think, like, in my head, I envision, like, the man wearing the band.
So,
not a ring with a diamond like a woman.
So now that you are talking about weddings, what would be your ideal wedding?
Oh, that's a tough question.
And what would it consist of?
I feel like over the years it has changed. Like as a little girl, it was a big wedding, and like you invite the whole world, and like I want the world to see me, and like I want it on Facebook Live, like, you know, like just. Like,
I think that's a stretch.
That was
with
a modern twist.
You know what I mean?
But I'm just saying, like, it was that. And as I get older and my circle gets smaller and I get smarter and wiser, and I don't really have, like, I have a handful of friends that I can say that would genuinely be there for me and genuinely be happy. And then there's my family. And then I have extended family, too. So as I'm getting older, the list is getting smaller and smaller and smaller and
that's
smaller.
Cool.
And the places, the place gets smaller. So, you know, it just becomes cheaper and more affordable, more realistic.
Okay, that's cool.
For the future DJ of my future wedding, if you're out there, I want my wedding I want my wedding to be so romantic that everyone else is like, and like I want to build this, like I want to have this vibe. Like I want everybody to be in love.
I was gonna say that the same thing. Like my ideal wedding, like the wedding of my dreams, would be somewhere really, really small, like in a park, like at a, like with a tent, no bridesmaids, no groomsmen, no nothing. Just me, my partner, my family, and my closest friends. Enjoying each other and celebrating our love. No extras, no nothing. Just me and my partner, and we're enjoying our, what will be the rest of our lives together.
How about you?
Listen, as long as this is a great wedding, I don't really...
He's like, whatever, do whatever you want.
Yeah. I mean, like Sunny said, I mean, As long as she's happy the way the wedding's set out, because I don't really mind how.
Yeah, but you can't be stereotypical too and not have a say so. You gotta.
I'm gonna say something, but I really don't
mind. Are you gonna DJ at your own wedding?
Yo, listen, no,
better
no, fun.
No, she'd be pissed.
You know people. But like, yo, you sitting next to me.
You're already asking for a divorce. Come on.
She'd be like, cut it off. Cut off. Stop the wedding.
Stop this.
We're going home. And Sarah said, I think that if a man does not want to propose to you or marry you, then obviously he's not the right one for you. If you are ready for marriage and he is not, then you need to get on the same page.
It's about communication.
Before we mention that, I want to ask Ruben what his short spiel would be.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't think you had an answer.
Oh.
No, because he didn't say anything.
Listen, I got an answer for everything.
Go ahead, Sway. You ain't got the answers, Ruben.
Nah, but my ideal wedding would be definitely on the beach, on the side of the beach.
Oh, that's
very
so amazing.
Nice. We have to have a dance. Oh. We have to have a dance.
But you have to have a dance floor on sand because it's hard to dance.
And you do know how I love reggae music. Like,
that's so romantic.
Listen. You ever watched The Getaway with the Couples Getaway?
Couples Retreat.
That type of reggae. My favorite band playing in the background.
You want it all.
Christina's about to cry. She's tearing up.
It's so romantic.
Nah, but you know what I mean? I haven't found the one, but when I do, my favorite band will be performing there, and it will be lit.
Litty titty.
What did Sarah say? What was her comments that she said?
She said that if the man isn't ready to get married, then he's obviously not the right one for you, and you guys need to get on the same page.
But
and
you
I think
can't
that comes
put
with communication, though.
You can't put that pressure on that kind of pressure on a man.
You don't need to.
Because you know why?
I don't think it's the pressure. I think it's just mentioning it. Like, hey, you know, I picture myself getting married. Like, what are we doing here?
But marriage is about two people. It's not about the man being ready and the woman's always ready. No, it's not like that. I mean, I'm not married. If it worked for you, girl, go ahead. More power to you. But where I can see my relationship, we would both have to be ready, not just
exactly,
him.
But she's saying if the man is not ready and you
to propose,
and you are, yes. Like if she, I think she's
that could
saying,
go for the woman too. What if the man's ready to propose?
But
and
she's saying
not?
It from her perspective, like as a from man and female relationship. I think what she's trying to say, if you want to get married and the man doesn't, then he's not the one for you. I think that's what she's trying to say.
I mean, it depends on the situation.
It's just timing. I would say that.
Timing?
Because you know why? Because some men, you know, they might want to get married, but they're not going to physically show it to
like,
you.
Like, what if he can't afford it?
And Angel
License is only 14. I mean, $24.
Jillian just said, and Angel says, rings are cheap. You can always upgrade later as your situation gets better.
You can finance rings, too.
You can buy rings at Walmart. You can
finance, you can finance rings, too.
But yeah, you
could also put it on layaway.
You got to think of it in the perspective of someone who may have pride.
That's the man. That's what I'm saying. Like the men will have. Listen, the men might have pride because they want to make sure that even the proposal is as perfect as they can be.
Yeah, but you got to also be realistic.
It's not about if they're ready or not. It's just making the timing has to be right for them because if you're forcing this is from the lady's perspective. If you're forcing the men saying, "Yo, when are we gonna get married? You're gonna get married." You could probably scare them and be like, "You know what? Maybe." You know, I'm not ready to be with you right now. Maybe, you know, it has to come naturally too. You know, exactly. you can't.
I agree.
That's wrong. It's pride.
That comes with maturity. You have to find the ways to talk about these things because when you're young, you think that's the thing to do, or like, or you have the pressure of your parents. But as you get older and you have more communication and more trust with each other, you can sit down and have that conversation without putting pressure on
the man. That's why I think like a couplings counseling session is good right before you get married because you're on the same page of like you're entering a marriage. Then future kids maybe, or if they're not already in here, like in the mix, future kids may be at risk too. So you got to see, okay, which religion are we going to practice? Which holidays are we going to spend which side of the family?
That's also difficult, especially when they're different, like you said.
That
different.
Needs to be discussed, and maybe a counseling session before you're married is the place to do it. You can discuss all that.
Some churches offer that, too.
Out there, yeah.
Another thing, you know, you got to take into account, like, you know, if the person has kids, you're not only marrying the person, you're kind of marrying the kids in a sense. As well, because, you know, they come along with the package.
The person needs to be fit enough to be that step-parent, to step in. Because we are in a time now, and we're at an age now where almost everyone we know has kids, married or not. Yeah. A lot of people are having kids out of wedlock.
And then they get married, they get divorced,
and now they're out there in the market with kids, with baggage. Exactly. A lot of people have different baggage.
Yeah, I think a lot of the people that, you know, men and women complain about, you know, their exes being with somebody and seeing their kids. I think you need to put the pride aside and, you know, look for the interest of the kids instead of yourself.
Or you're talking about when the woman is moving on.
Yeah, or the man's moving on. Mm-hmm. And, you know, y'all not seeing eye to eye, you know what I mean? Look at the kids. Make it about the kids, not about yourself.
And I would love for, like, someone, like a gay person or a lesbian to sit down and talk to us from that perspective because I think oftentimes when we talk about marriage, we forget that there's different kinds of marriages like we talked about earlier. There's lesbian couples, there's gay couples, there's transgender couples. There's all kinds of people getting married now. And we live in a time now where, like, even finding statistics, I only found statistics from a male and female relationship, and his times have changed. We're in a different time.
Like I said before,
it's so different from the 90s.
If you love whoever you're going to love.
Love is love.
In a way,
everything has a time and place. Things will fall into place if you're still willing to stick around with it.
I think it's good to plan, too. Like,
and it's like, important. Planning. It's actually
not
very
everything
important.
Goes according As, to plan, but it's good to have one for every situation.
That's true.
Marriage, living together, not being married.
I think your influences are also very important. Like going back to the original question, why marriage is so different in today's age than it was, I guess, in our parents' age. You got to think about it like, oh, I had a brain fart. I forgot.
Well, it's okay. I'm going to just say that. I'm going to go with you on that shot about, you know, parents' influence.
Okay. Now I remember.
Parents' influence. Let me throw that out. My parents, they were together. They've been together since 1988.
Yeah.
And they had myself and my two sisters, and then they got married. They were together
oh,
for
wow, yeah. I didn't know that.
Shout out to your parents.
So I think there was
that's a nice fun fact.
Yeah, they got married in
my
2004.
My parents did too. I was at my mom and dad's wedding.
Yeah,
can we give them and a they, round of applause though?
Yo, shout out to my dad, yo.
Hey, and shout mom. Out to the original DJ Locura.
No, DJ Rambo. DJ Rambo, but and shout out to my mom. Yo, I think when it comes to them, I definitely want to make sure I follow in their footsteps in regards to relationships because. You know, I've seen, you know, every relationship goes up and has their ups and downs and they still manage. So I try to make sure I can follow that as a guy, as a guideline.
And like, and I like that. But and someone just mentioned you might hate their habits. I guess that means like you don't like the way they did it. And so you might do it differently.
That's true.
It just depends.
You got a point there, but you know what I mean? At the end of the day, you got to deal with it if you love
somebody. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't read the whole thing. He said you might hate their habits, meaning the person you're with. Just sleeping over doesn't mean you can marry that person.
Mm-hmm.
Facts. That's true.
Sleepover time, fun time, ain't marriage time. That's no two Netflix different worlds.
Functions. Yeah, but he's
two different worlds.
He said they can be messy. I feel like I know where this is
that's
going.
A subliminal shot over there.
I think that's the beauty in like cohabitation is where you get to know that person and like you have time still to like either rub off on that person and help them be not be messy, or you can like compromise. Like you do this, I do that. And then that leads to our next subject with gender roles in relationships. Do you guys still believe in gender roles in a relationship?
Yes.
What, like the stereotypical what? Like
yeah, like. Do you think like men and women should have designated roles in the home?
Yes. I think opposites attract. You know what I mean? You can't have two alphas dating each other. Just doesn't work.
I think it can work.
I don't think so.
There just has to be a cohesiveness between them.
Yeah. Like, that's like, have to learn to compromise.
Like you said, everybody, there needs to be a plan. You know, with how things get done in the house.
I'm a feminist. I believe that men should practice the same roles as women and women should practice the same roles as men. But me personally, me in my own life, I believe in gender roles because simply, point blank, that's how I was raised. My dad took out the trash. We washed the dishes. We cleaned the house. My dad brought home the money. My mom cooked and my dad helped too. Don't get me wrong. My dad can throw down. He can cook. I think there's a good compromise, but just in my own life, will I practice gender roles? Yes, I will not take out the trash. My husband will, point blank, period.
I agree too. I'm traditional to a certain extent. Like, for example, if we're both working and you get out of work first, the least you can do is take the meat out and season it. And I'll come home and I'll cook it. If you want to wait that long, but you got to feed yourself too. You know, you can't just keep waiting around for your woman to get home for her to cook. If she gets home at 8 and you got out of work at 4, you're going to be starving all that time. Like, it's just simple things like that. But like taking out the garbage, some men look at that like as a safety thing too. Like, I got to be the man and go out there in the dark.
I mean, that's something I would do. I wouldn't even let my wife pump gas. Like, I'll do it.
I was just going
to do
it.
Yo,
that's
you.
One thing that pisses me off. When I see a female pumping gas and the man sitting right inside the car.
I mean, I don't think that's a big
deal. No, that pisses me off. I mean, he should be doing that. Changing a tire? You should know how to change a woman's tire.
Go ahead.
If he can't change your tire, leave him.
What?
That's not a deal breaker.
Why'd I break up?
But he couldn't change my tire.
Like, not every guy's car savvy.
I strongly believe that. You don't need to be car savvy to take out a bolt and put it back the same way it was.
No.
But that's just one thing, Ruben. That's really small, all right, man. All
right. Maybe I'm being a little drastic.
Yeah,
but
yeah, that can be a deal breaker.
But I strongly believe if he can't do these things for you, you're going to go out and another person's gonna take over. That's how things happen. I couldn't do it.
I guess I think I know what you're. I think the principle here is to do stuff for your woman when she's in a downfall.
Listen, have you ever seen?
You could call AAA. Listen, but not knowing, what if the woman knows how to change the tire?
But okay, but not knowing how to change the tire doesn't make you any less of a man. And not knowing how to cook doesn't make you any less of a woman. I personally, in my own life, I do believe in gender roles. But for everybody else, no, I don't. I think I believe in stay-at-home dads. I believe in stay-at-home moms.
It depends on the situation.
I believe in options. I believe in you doing what you want to do in your own personal life. But if you don't know how to cook and clean, you're not. That doesn't make you any less of a woman. If you don't know how to change a tire or you can't take out the trash, that doesn't make you any less of a man.
As an adult, I think you should know how to do something.
I mean, those are life skills that you should know.
But not that, our roles.
Not that you should know. Those are life skills to help you better yourself. Yeah, survive as an adult.
That's true.
But that doesn't make you any less of a person if you can't do any of that.
Yeah, but you should.
I mean, you're depending on someone else, but that doesn't make you any less of a person.
I think, well, this is my idea of...
Go ahead.
I think, no, I'm not so sexist.
I'm fine with the man watching the kids and cooking. I'm fine with that. But if you can't do those things that, you know...
A traditional man should do.
Exactly. Why don't you just teach her?
You know, That's what I'm saying. You could teach her.
You could teach her that way.
But you're not going to let her just change the tire on the side of the road.
If you could do that.
You know what I mean? If the man knows how to do that and he's letting you do that, there's a problem.
That's if he's there with you, right?
I mean, but there's different, like in my own relationship, for example, my man doesn't like confrontation and I do like confrontation. That doesn't make him any less of a man.
Because you're an alpha.
That doesn't make him any less of a man because he doesn't like confrontation.
He just likes to avoid, and it doesn't make me manly that I like confrontation.
No, and that's fine. There's different types of people. There's the assertive, aggressive, and passive. You know, and that's completely fine.
I was going to say, we come from a family of women.
Yes, all women.
I wouldn't say so much confrontation, but we like to face the problem on the surface.
Exactly.
And some guys like to sweep it under the rug because to them it's not a big deal. So communication is important. And I hate when people say like, oh, you let her pay for the tab. That's a man's job. Oh, she's the man in the relationship. Like, no, it has to, like, what if his pockets are a little weak this time around?
Because I paid everything else during the week.
Oh, yeah, I know.
He probably just bought you a Fire Stick. Now you got unlimited movies.
I think it's perfectly fine for the female to pay for whatever. Like, you know what I mean? You go out, you eat. You know, if she wants to pay, she wants to pay. That's cool.
But you think the man should.
But you know, he should be the one to initiate.
At least offer.
I think they should both initiate.
I think both should offer and both go pay. But me personally, in my own life, you better pay for that first date. Not happening. That's just my values. That's just my values. But everybody else is different. But first date, you're not paying, you getting left behind the bus. Your broke ass should never ask me out. Your broke ass should have stayed home. You should have cooked me dinner. You should have did something you could afford.
Hey, for real.
But what if he forgot his wallet? Like,
bullshit.
Really,
but
no,
he,
you knew you was coming out.
He didn't forget to get dressed.
What if he's testing you?
He didn't forget to get that lineup.
You know,
I'm just saying.
What if he went out there like me? Like me, no lineup, no wallet.
Bruh, you're not ready.
Y'all finish eating.
It takes a special kind of person to see past the looks and see past the money.
That's fine.
But on a first date, I think that sets the tone. It sets the tone for the rest of the relationship. I believe, my personal belief, is that if the man doesn't pay for the first date, that just sets him to believe that he can keep going on these dates without paying. And that's not how it works.
That's BS. That's a bad mindset to have.
You didn't pay for your first date?
I paid for my first date. But I'm just saying, it's not like they're going to have that mindset consistently.
Yeah, but...
You never know, some guys are like that.
What if it goes the other way around and be like, I constantly pay for the date. Does that mean you're going to constantly freeload me or freeload off me?
Some men and some women are like that. My mom always told me, when a man offers and offers and offers and you keep saying no, one day he's going to stop offering. And then what?
Exactly.
So one time you got to say yes. And one time you got to let him pay for that $50 bill at Applebee's. Because that's just how it goes.
That's how you feel.
I don't agree with that either. Because when me and my boyfriend were first dating, I always said no, 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 and he kept offering, and he still offers to this day, and it never stopped. So. And I offered too. So.
Shout outs to him.
I mean, I got my own. He got his own. So we good.
He's a good man. That's good.
And I think too, it depends like in your life situation. Like you could be in a relationship with somebody and then they, you know, jobs can get lost. Like he can lose his job and you That's can't just be like, no, now we can't go out because your broke ass just lost
no,
his job.
No, you got to hold him down.
You got to hold him down and you got to pay for them. You got to go to Applebee's and get half price appetizers.
And that's you got to share an appetizer. Hey,
and that right
there. Or you could even take him to Red Lobster, you know?
No.
Damn, bro.
You know what Beyonce said? Hey, if he good, he takes his ass to Red Lobster. But what if he's allergic to shellfish?
Then you take him to Los Andes.
No. Listen, you take him to either a Ruth Chris or
Wait,
a Kappa
Grill. Wait, why are
you
naming all these expensive places? Why can't we
because
go to
Applebee's? Because he's worth it. If he's worth it, why
he
the
could
price
be
matter?
Worth McDonald's, too.
Damn.
And can I get a McPick, too?
If you're struggling listen. And you take him to McDonald's and you spend your last penny, that's love.
Right. Listen,
I don't
really
care what anybody
that's,
said.
Listen,
just said.
If
people
he's
need
only
to
worth
learn.
McDonald's, I got some words for you, girl. You need
McDonald's
to.
Are
Jillian, last comment. Jillian just said people need to learn how to do everything independently.
Facts.
And I agree. Because then, God forbid, there is divorce. What
Who's
you going to do?
Take care of you.
You're going to just...
Oh, you left me in the dark.
You don't know how to change a tire. You don't
know
how to
take
the garbage out. You don't know how to clean. You don't know how to cook. You don't
but
know
I'm going
to
learn without you. But I'm going to learn. That doesn't make you any less of a person. You'll learn.
The 4 for 4.
I think in a relationship, it all starts like this.
A new burger into
Go
it
ahead.
Too.
It starts off like this. There's trust. Everything falls into place.
Okay.
All right.
Just don't pay the bills. No, I'm kidding. I'm playing.
You ain't shit.
Yo, for real, man. That was hard.
She's so fake, though, because her relationship is solely off trust and friendship. So
it's
she's just tough.
It's based off trust. I mean, I don't pay the bills, but...
Damn, you see? She's still on it. Hey. She's still on it.
Because people go into relationship thinking it's going to be all unicorns and candy canes.
Yeah,
like,
F that. The real...
The
truth is dead dogs.
Listen, the real test...
Dirty socks.
The real test of relationship is when something rocky happens. And then that's where you know if you want to continue the relationship.
That's true.
And then if you guys can handle that... Your marriage, even the proposal, everything is going to be a domino effect.
So let me ask you this.
Here we go.
I love it.
I got hot.
What happens when infidelity is in the picture? Because I know what women say all the time, but I want to hear what men have to say. What if your wife cheats on you? What if she steps out? Just a little tap on the kiss with the janitor from her corporate office.
Oh, that's tough.
You said Rocky is the true test.
That is true.
Listen,
you can make it work.
Tap. No,
it depends.
I don't know.
It depends how often. It depends on your relationship and like the level of where you guys are at.
Yeah, because if it's I'm sorry, Shai, go ahead.
No, go ahead. You go ahead.
I'm just saying if
listen.
Shout out to Jillian who married her husband twice. That
Shout
she
out
just
to
commented.
You.
Well,
what would you say after that?
Like Shani said, it's all on where you guys at. I mean,
like if it's worth it.
Yeah, exactly. If you guys are in the long run, I mean that's up in the air. That has to be a mutual agreement between you two.
But for me, I don't know. I just see
it's hard.
So
it's hard.
Hard to physically cheat on your life partner.
Yeah.
Okay, because you could just message people here and there, but to physically cheat on your life partner,
like being married,
oh my
not
God.
Boyfriend and girlfriend.
No, if you're married,
no,
that's
she knows
that's
she found
crazy.
She already found the one. So
why cheat? Cheating shouldn't even be of question.
Exactly.
Is what you're saying. Cool.
Exactly. Like, you know
I just
what I mean?
Wanted
if you
to
found,
see if everybody
that's
was
just
on
this.
The same page.
Found,
I was
that's
just
thing that true men will be like, you know what? Well, they'll probably be pissed off too, and they'll be like, nah, that gotta go. And if the relationship and the marriage is very serious, they gotta be like, listen.
Well, the marriage should be serious.
Absolutely. Once you take that vow, you gotta. It's that's
to
it.
Death.
If that's a forever promise.
I like that.
A holy covenant.
That's
I mean, it doesn't always work out, but
though.
You know what I mean? For
it's
those
not
that,
holy for everybody, but for me it is.
For those that are willing to try. I mean,
try
everything
what?
Could be worked out.
Oh, what, try what? After you cheat?
Yeah,
if you have trust, respect, and love, you will not cheat.
Exactly. That's a fact right there. You know, I don't believe in cheating.
Yeah.
You know, that's just me.
It's a big white lie.
Listen, I cheated. I was young. I cheated once.
See, your age, like you said, your age is not, I don't think should be influenced at that. That's all That's all your mental status.
I think age plays a part.
I know. You're gonna cheat. Yeah. Regardless. No. I cheated on every single boyfriend except for the one I have now. And I can say that proudly. I've cheated on every single boyfriend I've been with except for the one I have now. Why? Because I just can't see the possibility of even cheating on him.
You know you found the one.
I just can't.
I can't cheat. I don't think.
No way.
Listen,
we're here, brother.
I paid
once
the price.
Once you love somebody, you don't see nothing else.
Listen, I cheated once. I paid the price.
I mean, you see, but you know it's just not like. You could be like, you know, you say like Maya can still get the eggplant, but Maya will never really get the eggplant. Yeah. It's platonic. There's a difference.
Exactly.
Some people look at things platonic and some people are like they go off their thoughts like, oh, shorty got 50 likes on Facebook, she looks good, let me get and slide in her DMs. Like if those are the kind of thoughts in your head, then guess what, you shouldn't even be in a relationship.
You won't make it anywhere in a relationship with that mindset.
Never. Cheating is not an option, people. And with that being said,
wow, that was crazy, man.
It can get heated when you talk about love.
I could keep going forever.
Well, I'll tell you what, man. You can stay here. You can talk to yourself
forever,
on that.
Forever.
You can talk on that. Because that right there, people, is a wrap. Lo vemos. Bye-bye.